Tuesday morning with the Musers, time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter.
And in today's ODEC, we focus on the issue of returns, mighty returns.
We gotta focus.
Gotta focus on it. That's what we're gonna observe. So we're going back to the moon. We're returning there next year. We're gonna slingshot some guys around the moon.
I thought we were going around it. Is it this week?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Artemis is about to launch.
And it'll take a year to get there.
No.
Oh. When
are we
going
to the colony?
When are we going to put boots on the ground? That's very important. We got to get boots on the ground on the moon. How many guys have walked on the moon? I'll start with this. How many have been to the moon? You know, like even going just around it without setting foot on it, but going that far, making the trip.
18.
Okay. George?
I'll go 12.
All right.
Maybe 10. It's 15.
12, 10.
12,
because nobody
15?
Had two missions, did they?
I want to say Lovell went up a couple times.
Did he?
Yeah.
Maybe it's 15.
The correct answer is 24 astronauts.
Damn.
Been to the moon. How many moonwalkers?
Oh, wait. 24, so you're including missions that didn't land.
Yeah. That's what I just said, wasn't
it? Okay.
Yeah, who've been to the moon, not necessarily walked
on. Yeah, okay. I thought you were including, like, never mind. I thought, you know, two guys went down to the surface and one guy stayed. I was just thinking
that counts as three.
Yeah, I was thinking of missions that landed only.
Mm. So, yes, 24 have been to the moon, not necessarily walked on it. When you get to moonwalkers, how many of those 24 actually walked on the moon?
So was that 15?
George was correct. 12 is the correct answer. Yeah.
I didn't know we had that many walkers.
But so Artemis is leaving next week, or this week, or tomorrow. Or I think they're already there. I think what it is is they've already been.
No.
So Savannah Guthrie returning to the Today Show. They announced a date on that. It's April 6th. She will return to the Today Show, despite the fact her mother has still not been found. Awkward position for her to be in.
Yeah.
What happened to our music? It's weird it went mono on us. Did you notice that, Georgia?
I think we're having issues with our system.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What else is new?
It switched from stereo to mono. So she's going to go back, and on Monday, April 6th, she says she doesn't know how it's going to go. She said, I don't even know if I'll belong anymore, but I'd like to try. I would like to try.
Mm.
That was said during her third installment of her interview with Hoda.
I don't know how she's going to do that.
I don't either. I mean, it's very unfortunate because she should be able to return back to work. You would feel weird if you're her drawing a paycheck and not working. You probably want some normalcy of working.
Mm-hmm.
But even as a viewer, isn't it going to make everyone a little bit uncomfortable watching her? And even if you know the difficult situation she's in, every time she laughs on there, aren't you going to be like, well, that's a little weird when your mom's so missing right now.
I think she's going to feel that way.
I know.
I bet she doesn't laugh much.
Well, but it's a morning
chat show.
You have to be laughing. The point is, it's supposed to be light and fun. Let's get you to work this morning in a good mood.
So sad.
Yeah.
You don't want every segment she's doing being, we're going to make some omelets right now.
Okay, well, I don't think she's going to be like that, but you do it without laughing every 5 seconds, too.
You can't make omelets without laughing every 5 seconds. Omelets are funny. Omelet is kind of a funny word, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Omelet. Why is it an omelet? It's French, right?
Omelet. I don't know.
Omelet. Why isn't it just an om? And then this story of a return.
You want the answer?
Yeah. You have the answer?
According to AI, The word omelet emerged in 16th century France from earlier terms like olemaia, which referred to the flat blade of a knife describing the dish's shape.
Okay. All right. I don't trust AI.
Don't let it hear you say that.
I have gone to that for answers on stuff that I know the answer to, and it is wildly wrong. And I guarantee you, in today's lazy push-button world, every one of us that gets the answer from AI, we just assume that's right. I mean, it's they wouldn't even allow it to be saying this if it wasn't so right. And plus, AI's gotten it from many, many different sources. So, I mean, it's cross-checked itself. It's very dependable. And then I do one additional search and find out that it's completely wrong.
Okay, I've done one additional search. This is according to Merriam-Webster. The etymology on the word omelet. French alteration of Middle French word...
Oh, God.
Omelette... Alteration of alamel, the thin plate.
Alame.
Which is the same thing that AI just said.
Mm-hmm.
A-L-E-M-E-L-L-E.
There you go.
It derives from that word.
So, yeah.
You know what I've noticed?
What?
1 year ago, I was with you on that. Every time I would Google something that you didn't know on this show.
Daily.
It would... Or, you know, I'm trying to research something. It would give me the most ridiculous answer that I knew immediately was wrong. In 1 year's time, it has gotten really good.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and this is just Google, you know, AI search.
Right. So this is not the AI? Oh, it is Google AI search.
Yeah,
that's the one I'm talking about, which is based on Gemini, which is their thing. That's the one I'm talking about that's so wrong most of the time, but answers very authoritatively. And I've done this as much as recently as last week. Something I'll ask it, it'll throw out a date and then issue this answer that's very authoritative. And I'll say, are you sure about that? I believe it was actually in the month of so-and-so of so-and-so year. You know what? You're right. I should have, it's like apologetic and says, you're right. The actual answer is this. And it'll give me the answer that I know to be correct.
Okay. For example, I just typed in, what date did the Ticket Sports Radio start?
Mm-hmm.
January 24th, 1994,
generic.
It popped
there
up. It's getting way better than it was a year ago. I'm sure it still has...
That's correct, Joe.
...its issues, but I can't believe how much more precise. I used to complain about it on the show, how awful it was as recently as a year ago. So if it's gotten this good in a year, I bet you in another year it'll be near perfect.
Ask it if George Dunham has ever won a Marconi.
Okay. Has... George, I don't think it's a really good question. The show has been nominated for the prestigious Marconi Award on 7 separate occasions. The 7th time they won the Marconi for Major Market Personality of the Year. That is correct.
That is correct. Good for it. Just don't ask it. Well, I won't tell you what it was lying to me about. All right, and then this story. Michelle Hundley Smith has been reunited with her daughter. 24 years they've spent away from each other. You might remember this story. You probably don't remember her name, but she is the woman who disappeared, vanished decades ago, and her family's been looking for her ever since. And then recently, cops announced that they had found her. She was alive and well, living in, I think, Virginia at the time, and that she didn't want to be contacted. You remember the story?
Yes.
And she just disappeared, and we debated, like, how can you just do that? Like, she had children. Wow. And she went to a shopping mall during Christmas time, disappears, and they've been searching for her ever since, this missing persons thing. And then cops finally find her alive. She's living in another state, and... She says, that's all right. You don't need to give my forwarding address. Anyway, and so the daughter who's been running Facebook pages for her, have you seen my mother? She was only 14 when her mom disappeared.
So pretty old.
Yes.
She knew her well.
Yes, absolutely. At Christmas time, the mom disappears. And anyway, well, the mom had a DUI charge that, like, around the time of her disappearance, she had a DUI charge, and she disappears and doesn't make one of the court dates for it. So they had to bring her back up on that charge, I guess. There's so she was at this courtroom, and so the daughter goes and has knows where her mom's going to be because of this court case, and then they reunite outside the courtroom, and she hugs her mom and everything and says that she just wants to know her mom. She wants her mom to be in her life.
Did the mom hug back?
Yeah, the mom hugged back, and the daughter shared this on social media, said, "I was just a teenager at the time. I didn't really know what to do. If she contacted me right now, I would. Well, I'd have a lot of questions, but she's still my mother. I would accept her back. I want to know that. I want her to know that, and I would just be happy that she's alive." That's what she said at the time, that the cops had found her, but she didn't want to be talked to. And then she says the last couple days, well, not even a full 48 hours, have been a whirlwind of emotions. That's what she wrote after they found out she was alive. "I'm ecstatic. I'm pissed. I'm heartbroken. I'm all over the map. Will I have a relationship once more with my mom? Honestly, I can't answer that because I don't even know. My initial reaction would be yes, absolutely. But then I think of all the hurt. But even then, my mom is only a human, just as we all are." So she's going through all those emotions. And the woman, the mother, says that she fled home because of domestic issues. But law enforcement says they found no documentation of any, they have no record of any domestic issues and haven't found any evidence of that.
So why did she leave?
Don't know. But, and the authorities say that they don't have anything that they can charge her with. They say there's not enough evidence to pursue additional charges related to her disappearance, such as abandonment. How do they not know whether she's abandoned?
That's weird.
Maybe we don't know what abandonment is or something, the official definition, and how this doesn't qualify for it.
Maybe because the father was still present.
So one parent can just skip out.
Yeah.
And they don't have any obligations.
That's my guess.
What's crazy is, so if the dad and the mom are married, let's say, and the dad skips out, goes for the proverbial pack of cigarettes and never comes back, then there are no charges you can bring against him. However, if they're divorced and he owes child support and then stops paying that, then there are charges against him.
Right.
Hot dog.
Something's messed up about that system. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
I mean, how much hurt do you have to have as a kid? How many issues do you have as a kid if your mom voluntarily leaves with no explanation and makes you think the worst for 24 years?
And that happens during your tumultuous teenage years where you're dealing with hormones and the worst time of your life.
And at Christmas. Throw Christmas on top of all of it.
Merry Christmas.
I do like the Christmas.
I know, Jason.
That's okay.
We know you like it.
We still like it.
So there you go.